WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
Man, oh man, does it feel good to be back. You know, even though I do miss the sunshine and 80-degree weather and whatnot, oh my goodness, it's like 2 degrees here in Michigan. Oh my goodness. Welcome to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. Fresh back from the lovely place of California. We were in L.A., staying down in L.A. at the Media Hotel. That's where the Media Hotel was. And, of course, Pasadena at the Rose Bowl, Michigan State University. They are the Rose Bowl champions. I still can't believe that, you know, every time I say it, oh my goodness, I get chills up my spine. But yes, Michigan State University, Coach D and the fellas, they took care of business down there. And what a time it was. It was truly one unforgettable experience being down there and witnessing that. And I got to give a huge shout out to Spartan Nation, because there were so many MSU fans down there in Cali that made the trip and paid the moolah for the tickets. It was unbelievable. I mean, those of you who saw the game on TV, I'm sure you saw a sea of green down there. The place was packed. I mean, on my trip to and from California, I mean, just in every airport I went at, you saw green and white shirts, Michigan State hoodies, hats. I mean, you guys were everywhere. So a huge shout out to all of you out there who went out and experienced that unforgettable moment. You guys certainly showed up and showed out. It was truly remarkable. And, you know, as I said on yesterday's Current State show, I got chills up my spine. That 4th-and-1 stand, when, you know, the media, they actually let the media come on the field with about 5 minutes left in the game. So all of the media members, we got to witness right on the field that 4th-and-1 stand, and the crowd was deafening. Just, I mean, you couldn't, if you were talking to the guy next to you, you had to yell in his ear. That's how loud it was. And, you know, when that stand happened, and, of course, Ellsworth, of all people, making the stop, and D'Antonio pumped his fist, it was truly electrifying. It's the first time I've ever gotten goosebumps covering a game. It was one unforgettable moment, and now Michigan State has come full circle, as head coach Mark D'Antonio would say, and now hoist up the Rose Bowl. On today's show, we have a treat for you, because you will get to hear from the coaches, the players. Le'Veon Bell and Kirk Cousins will make a cameo. They were also down there to enjoy that experience. Rich Homie Quan, who is the author behind the theme song, if you will, behind this Michigan State football team, the Some Type of Way song. I'm sure many of you have heard it 1,000 times. But it was certainly an experience. I'm still laboring, folks. I am so, so tired right now. Our flight actually got delayed on the way to L.A. due to the snowstorm here in Michigan. Delayed about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I didn't get into Detroit until about maybe, I think it was around midnight, and then I had to drive from Detroit to Lansing, and now I'm here. It's good to be back, though. I miss sitting in this chair and rocking out Current Sports with you all. So we have a great show for you all. First off, let's get to the incredible moment after the game. Of course, we were in the locker room and talked to many players. Right now, you'll get to hear from Curtis Drummond, Danico Salen, MSU lineman coach Mark Statton, Fofanoti, Keith Mumphrey, Benny Fowler, Tony Lippitt, and Makaija Reynolds on this incredible ride, this incredible experience, all the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears paying off in culmination at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. What a ride.
Man, I thought winning the Big Ten championship was indescribable, but this, man, this crazy to just do this, to accomplish this.
The no-fly zone, folks. The no-fly zone. Wow, you know, when experiencing this moment right now for you, Curtis. I mean, to be here, looking at how you guys came from the beginning of the season to now. I mean, talk about the progression of this team and how incredible this is.
It's a lifetime memory, just seeing the hard work the guys have been putting in all season, man. Just everything coming together at the right time, basically.
What's the most gratifying part of this whole thing?
The most gratifying part? Just being able to bring a W back to Michigan State. We haven't been here since '88. And we came on a business trip and we handled business, and now it's time to have fun.
I got to talk about that final moment, that last stop you guys made to really close the deal out. When that stop was made, is that when it hit you saying, oh, yeah, okay, we got this?
Yeah, I mean, two weeks in a row, two games in a row, our linebackers come up big for us at the end of the game. So, I mean, that's just credit to them. Extra film study, Kyler Ellsworth filling in for Max Bullen, doing a great job.
So to be a part of Michigan State history and to win the Rose Bowl that hasn't been done in 26 years, you know, it's surreal right now. You know, you really don't know what to say, but the feeling's in you. You know, the feeling, the joy and happiness, you know, it's all there.
You know, it's a great feeling. You know, it's something that we've believed in since we got here. And, you know, it's completion. It's the number 7. You know, it's all these things just lead up to this. And, you know, 2014, 2 plus 1 plus 4 on 1-1-1-4. I mean, all of it, you know, and 7 stands for completion. And Coach D, his father always talked about completing the circle. And we just did that today, so now we got to start another circle. I think the most gratifying thing is we did it as a team. We never doubted each other. We continued to strive. When other people were counting us out, we kept going, kept playing, kept fighting, kept scratching, doing whatever we had to do.
Did it hit you, you know, that final stop to really seal the deal? Is that when it really hit you guys that you had won the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, I had tears coming down out of my eyes, and I was just praising God and just so thankful.
It's surreal right now. It'll probably hit me tomorrow morning. But right now, just trying to enjoy the moment. Thank you to all the fans and everybody for coming out. I appreciate
it. What's the most gratifying part of this? Looking at where you started to where you are now, what's the most gratifying part about this whole thing?
Just seeing these guys' hard work definitely paying off, and these coaches. So Coach D talks about completing your circles, and he definitely did that today.
Is it feeling even better that you did it right here at the Rose Bowl in California? You're home.
It feels even better. You know, a win is a win, but to be able to be here and be 20 minutes from my house is definitely a blessing.
It feels great. I mean, all our hard work came into play, and this was the ultimate goal at the beginning of the season. This is what we've been working for the whole year. And to accomplish it, it means a lot. It means everything. To see everybody and their families happy, I mean, that's what it's all about. Nobody don't want to be sad. Right. So, I mean, seeing everybody happy and seeing everybody enjoy the moment is what I think is the most gratifying part.
When did it really hit you guys that you guys had this thing won? Talk about that final play, that huge, huge stop. I mean, talk about that moment.
I mean, when that stop was made and I looked up at the clock and I saw that they had no timeouts left, I was like, yeah, we won. But, I mean, you're supposed to act like you wanted to the seconds tick off, but we knew.
Right. The sea of green here, the support that you guys had, because it's the first one since 1988. Talk about the fans and what this means to them.
I mean, it means a lot. We haven't been to a Rose Bowl game in 26 years. And to win tonight, I mean, it means everything. The alumni, I mean, for everybody who played before us, I mean, it gives hope for the future. And I mean, you know, it shows that the Big Ten, well, not Big Ten, but the MSU, we back on top, or we getting back to an elite program like we should be. And to win a Rose Bowl, it means a lot because this give us momentum going into next season. And I mean, we still got a lot of key players coming back next year. So all this motivation going into the offseason, and now we got a taste of what the Rose Bowl like. Now we want that national. So I mean, all this motivation for the offseason.
Amazing. This is even more indescribable than a Big Ten championship game. I mean, Rose Bowl champs 13-1, gets no better than this. I appreciate our fans and all they do for us, and the way they were support us, it was almost like a home game, so happy.
It really ain't hit me yet. It kind of hit me a little bit, but it ain't hit me that much. But it feels good, man. Like, we're so blessed and so thankful to even be in this position. And to fulfill this moment, it feels so good. We won, man. We did it, man. Like, with all the adversity, all the struggle, all the trials and tribulations, we finished. We did what we completed our task. Like Coach D always say, his dad always say, we completed the circle, and that's what we try to do, complete the circle.
You know, I said the last one was undescribable, but this one, I mean, it tops it, does, but you know, I feel great. I feel great for the adversity that we faced, you know, coming into this game and the way that we handled it. You know, Coach D said throughout the game that, you know, that we were going to face different storms, and we just had to weather them and make sure that we made it through and just kept playing our game, and it worked out, you know. You know, 4th-and-1, you can't write a better ending than that to win it. So, you know, it feels great. Just seeing the progression from, you know, our first couple of years being here, from, you know, from our true freshman year to where we are now, and the camaraderie, you know, the chemistry that we all have and have developed, you won't find that in many places. And that's why we're able to, you know, overcome situations where, you know, you lose key people and you're still able to keep it rolling.
Yes, and that last voice you heard is MSU lineman Makaijah Reynolds. And I tell you what, when I was interviewing him, you could tell This was certainly a bittersweet moment for him, seeing as though sad news. I don't know if you guys have heard, but Makaija's grandfather actually passed away over the holidays, and he was really looking forward to his grandfather being there if they had gone to the Rose Bowl, let alone win it. So you could see the emotion and the tears flowing from his face in that locker room. But that locker room was certainly slamming, folks. I don't know if you've seen the video of, I think it was Luana K. Simon even dancing with the team, MSU president. It was such an unbelievable experience, and nothing but joy and happiness in that locker room. And you know who else made the trip down there to see the team? Yes, Le'Veon Bell and Kirk Cousins, both of whom are in the NFL playing now. Kirk Cousins, of course, quarterback for the Washington Redskins, while Le'Veon Bell is now running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Two guys who have certainly laid the foundation for this MSU football team to even be in this type of position this year to even go to the Rose Bowl and win the thing. And they were there celebrating just like they had won and played. And we chatted with them after the game as well.
To finally look at you, as you know, you were here last year, and to finally look at this team and to accomplish that goal, what goes through your head, man?
I mean, it's a great feeling. I mean, ever since I first came into the program, you know, my freshman year, all Coach D was talking about was the Rose Bowl, you know, trying to get to the Rose Bowl, you know, take this program to another level. You know, guys like myself and, you know, other alumni that came through here, you know, put their blood, sweat, and tears, you know, into this program to really help this program to where it is now. And it's just so good when you can sit back and look at it and, you know, Rose Bowl champions, you know, and I'm just really shining inside. I didn't play it down at all, you know what I'm saying? But I was yelling, you know, cheering for my team, really cheering on the guys and really just watching them, you know, all season, especially today. And I'm just proud of them. I'm just so happy.
You sound a little hoarse too, man. You must have been yelling your brains out about this.
Yelling so much. Like, I'm trying to yell at the players, like, do this, do that. Like, I feel like I'm really playing, you know. But you know, I love these guys, you know, and I'm glad they went out there and got the W. And did what they were supposed to do, and beat that Stanford team.
It's got to be a bit bittersweet for you, though. I mean, you haven't got to experience this at the Rose Bowl and winning the Rose Bowl, Le'Veon. But just talk about this moment and what it means for you as looking back at it.
I mean, it's a great thing, you know, for me. I mean, even though I didn't get the opportunity to play in it, you know, I laid the foundation for the program, or helped lay the foundation for the program to get to where they, you know, where they are now. You know, I came through here. You know, was really on the uprising, you know, from freshman, sophomore to junior. You know, sophomore year, we was in the Big Ten championship game, so close. You know, the last play or last punt, you know, we don't make it. Junior year, we have down year, you know, so you know, I end up leaving, making my decision. I don't regret any decision I ever made, you know, but it, like you said, it's bittersweet because I actually wish I could play in the Rose Bowl, you know, but it's not so bad, you know, playing in the NFL at the same time, you know, but I'm just glad for the guys playing this year. I really watched them grow the whole season, and I'm just happy for them.
Le'Veon, real quick to shift gears, so I want to talk about your NFL season now. How is it progressing? How was your first year? It's in the bag now. How was your first year, man?
It's been a great first year. I mean, I had my ups and downs, you know. I came in the season early, injured, really couldn't stay healthy, you know. I mean, from Michigan State, I really never got hurt. But when I got to the NFL, I got hurt early, you know, fought through some injuries and then came back, ended up breaking, you know, Franco Harris' record that had been held for 45 years or something, you know, and, you know, so it's had its ups and downs. I'm real happy about it. I mean, it's still crazy to think that I broke a record, Franco Harris, you know, a Hall of Famer. I mean, it's still crazy to think that, you know, so I'm really happy. I'm just blessed and fortunate to have the opportunity that I did in playing in the NFL.
And you seem very prideful as a Steeler, too. Every time I look at your Instagram, you're a Steeler Nation posting pictures. Yeah. I mean, you're very – you bleed black and gold, baby.
I do. I bleed black and gold. I mean, because that's, you know, where I am now. But, you know, my heart, you know, still Michigan State, you know, I'm always going to be behind these guys, you know, whether they 0-12, 0-13, or they 13-1. You know, it really doesn't matter. I'm going to always be behind my guys and be behind Coach D. He does so much for me. The program has done so much for me, helped me get to where I am now. You know, so I got to pay my dues and, you know, give back to you. So.
Can't say enough good things about Coach D'Antoni and the program that he's built, and it showed today. He did it the right way. Well, I think the way that it was built was the right way. They didn't cut corners. They didn't compromise. They've recruited good people who do things the right way, and I think this program's going to be lasting a long time.
This is the dream to get here. I mean, D'Antonio talked about it for years and years and years. To finally get here and to win this thing, for you to look back on this moment, what are you going to remember the most?
And just the fact that we won. You know, not it wasn't just getting here. It was the fact that once we got here, we weren't satisfied, and we made sure we finished the deal and got the win. Just a tremendous accomplishment, an outstanding season for this team. Dominant on defense, timely plays on offense, well-coached, This is quite a program.
Looking at Spartan Nation and how they came out, fans everywhere. I mean, talk about the unity that this really brings them.
Yeah, I would say the stadium today was 70-30 Michigan State, and to think how many thousands of miles away we are from here. Spartan fans were hungry for this one, and I can't say enough about the support they gave us today. Well, I was glad to be able to lay a bit of a foundation, but you know, this was an effort of a lot of people, starting with Coach D'Antonio and his staff. Well-coached team. They've recruited a lot of good people, a lot of talented players, and just so excited to have a front row seat to watch it happen today.
Is it a little bittersweet that you weren't on the field tonight?
Well, I'm focusing on the joys. You know, we had a lot of good games in my career, too. We did a lot of good things. Came up short in terms of going to the Rose Bowl, but did a lot of good things, and just so glad that it happened here.
Yes, that was Kirk Cousins and Le'Veon Bell. They made the trip to the Rose Bowl to experience history. I mean, two guys that have certainly laid the foundation to get this program where it is now. What one incredible moment. As I said, the locker room atmosphere was through the roof, and I'm sure many of you saw on TV that there was a special guest in the house, that guest being Rich Homie Quan. Yes, you all know this song. Come on, it's the theme song. We've heard it left and right. The theme song to the Spartan Dogs this season. They play it after every game and just get really, really hype and just dance along to it. And Rich made the trip all the way out there to Pasadena, California to celebrate the Spartan win. Quite a moment. Even Luana K. Simon, as I mentioned, was dancing in the locker room with it. And it's pretty evident that Rich Homie, I guess he's a Spartan now.
What are you gonna do to celebrate?
I'm about to go dance to some type of way and then eat some candy.
We going in our Rich Homie, some type of way. We gonna turn up.
Some type of way, it's the first time.
Some type of way, Rich Homie
Quan. Talk about Rich Homie showing up.
It means a lot, you know. The fact that he came out here to support us, you know. We love his music and we dancing to it. Dancing in the Rose Bowl champs.
Kind of moved. He helped us with our program, like with the song at the end of games. And we always tried to come back in here and play for that song, just because we knew we won if we played for that song. And that's one thing we try to do. Like he's special to this program, and that's one thing we was blessed with.
What makes that song so special for you guys?
Just winning makes us feel some type of way. I mean, like all the hard work, all the running, all the sprints, all the weightlifting, all of that. It just put us in this position to make us feel good about what we're doing. So,
Rich, you're a Spartan now, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm a Spartan, man. Go State. Go State, man. We're Rose Bowl champion, as you can see. We just demolished, who was that out there? We just demolished those people out there. But nah, man, I appreciate Michigan State. Not just the football team, the whole alumni, man. I feel like a family here, man.
Rich,
I never been around nothing like this. I didn't go to college, so, man, I feel ecstatic, man. I'm almost at tears in hell, because I've never seen, witnessed nothing like this in my life. Never.
You know what, Rich, something is so special. I mean, I got to ask you, when you first heard that Michigan State was banging your song some type of way, what went through your head? How did you find out about it?
I felt some type of way, in a good way, though. Because, like, for me coming from Atlanta, with a song making it all over the mission, I was like, how did the song travel that far? And it was just God, man. I appreciate number 31, Denard, because without him, the song would never got heard. I appreciate the coach, D'Antonio, for shouting me out on national TV. And it made me feel some type of way in a good way, man. You know what I'm saying? So, two words, go State.
Rich,
I'm a Spartan for life.
You're a Spartan for life. Rich, I mean, how close have you gotten with these guys? I mean, when did you get here? How did you get here?
Man, like, I talked to Denard, like, last week. So, me and him been communicating. Like, I told him, the relationship me and him going to establish is going to be something lifetime, forever. I'm a Spartan for life, baby.
There you have it. Rich Homie Quan, author of Some Type of Way, Michigan State's theme song this entire season. Rich, what are you going to do celebrate, man? What are you going to do celebrate?
Hey, man, I'm on my way back home. It's the new year, man. I got to go bring it in. I brought it in with Michigan State, and I got to go spend time with the family.
There you have it. Rich Homie Quan, folks.
How cool is that? That is cool stuff. Again, Rich Homie Quan making the trip to celebrate with the Spartan Dogs. That's funny stuff there. All right. Well, when we return, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we are our current sports coverage of the Michigan State Rose Bowl continues by, you know, when we chat with Mark Hollis, MSU Athletic Director Mark Hollis, about the challenge of getting the Spartan faithful to Pasadena and about having a coach in Mark D'Antonio, who is one hot commodity. And I want to remind you all that we are taking your calls throughout this entire show. Those who made the trip down to Pasadena, California, to witness that history. We want to get your thoughts on that incredible experience of just being down there. You know the number, 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527. Don't go anywhere. Current sports returns in just a second. Welcome back to Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. On today's show, again, we are recapping the Rose Bowl. Yes, Michigan State, the 2014 Rose Bowl champions with that 24-20 win over Stanford. It was quite the trip, folks. I am just getting back. I just got back around 2 o'clock in the morning officially in Lansing. And, man, I'm still a little jet-lagged, a little tired. And, you know, there was someone else who made that trip with me, my unbelievable production assistant, Alex Shark. And I believe we have Alex on the phone to talk about his experience down in California. Alex, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get over the jet lag coming back, but let me just tell you real quick about the experience. What really was the main thing for me and for a lot of fans was the numbers. I mean, that's the thing with having such a big school like Michigan State. Literally everywhere you turn, I flew out of Fort Lauderdale there, and I got a way cheaper flight. There were Spartans on my Fort Lauderdale flight,
right,
even to L.A. So that's how it shows that no matter where you were, even outside of Detroit, Spartans were flying everywhere, in every corner, everywhere you turn, whether you were in Hollywood, whether you were there outside the stadium. I mean, it was ridiculous how many Spartans were there in the L.A. area.
Yeah,
for me, that was my main highlight, was just the numbers.
That is so true, Alex. I mean, like I said, even on my flight, you know, to and from Los Angeles, no matter where you went, I mean, there were Spartans everywhere. The entire, I mean, just talking to people who worked at the Detroit Metro, you know, airport, and even at LAX. I mean, talking to those who work there, they say they've been just seeing Spartans all week make the trip. So that was certainly, you had to be a proud Spartan, no matter where you were, just looking at that and seeing it on TV too, the sea of green and white down there, Alex. So, Alex, how'd you enjoy your time in Cali, though, man? You did one fantastic job. I got to tell you that.
Thank you. No, it was great. And here's the other thing about the fans is they were spirited. We were talking about, we had this debate, you, me, and Matt, you know, right before we left, was whether it would be different kind of, it was going to be more of those people willing to spend $1,000 to go there, and they're just going to be sitting in the seats. But no, you heard the green, go white chants sitting there in the stadium. You heard them going out of the stadium. It was just all over. But, I mean, man, the trip was great, Al. Had a great time with you, of course. That was a lot of fun. And, yeah, go green, baby. And that was just the highlight of them capturing the picture-perfect season on top of it.
Yeah, you know, before I let you go, Alex, I want to remind all those out there that we will have a Current Sports TV Rose Bowl special. Alex and I, we took over California. We hit up West Hollywood. We saw the Hollywood sign. We did some footage at the historic Biltmore Hotel. We went to the Hollywood Stars. I mean, we went everywhere and got a ton of footage for you. We were at the pep rally, which happened to be the biggest pep rally in Michigan State history, as Coach D'Antonio addressed the crowd. Scott Westerman, a part of the MSU Alumni Association, he was the MC of the event as everyone flocked to LA Live, which is right in front of the Staples Center. Alex, what can folks expect next week, Thursday at 10 p.m. on the Current Sports TV Rose Bowl special?
Oh, man. From a fan standpoint, you're going to see a lot of crazy fans and hearing about their experiences. Even a fellow Spartans parents you'll probably hear too. And you're also going to just see just some overall craziness in the locker room after it was all done. You're going to see D'Antonio just being that typical guy that he is, you know. And cracking your smile at the end is just great, considering throughout the season all the criticism. So
there you have it. Alex, your flight was delayed coming back too, right?
Oh, it was ridiculous, man. There was a delay just because of the weather. And when I landed, I was amazed. And for those listening out there, it was a patch of ice at Detroit Metro. When you land, it was just a patch of ice. I was surprised the plane held up, man. It was crazy how icy the runway was. I'm surprised they still let the flight go.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah, got in real late. Even the taxis and the cabs were held up if you were one of those people flying from Metro who took a cab home. Even the cab, they were struggling to get cabs. I waited for like an hour just to get a ride back. But
oh my
got
God.
Home, enjoyed the trip. That's the thing. Once in a lifetime, every Spartan made it worth it.
It was a great time. All right, Alex, get some rest, man. Get some sleep.
All right, man. Talk to you.
All right, yeah, it was a once in a lifetime experience down there, folks. Again, we got to experience a lot of things down there. We actually on the Roseville special, we chatted with, again, as I mentioned, Scott Westerman, who was a part of the MSU Alumni Association. And you know what? We ran into also Sparty himself. Yes, Sparty makes a pretty interesting appearance on our Roseville special, to say the least. I actually chatted with Sparty. Well, you know, Sparty can't talk, but we did an interview with Sparty. And we got a pretty cool spot for you with him as well. So you can check out the Rose Bowl special, the Current Sports TV Rose Bowl special. It will be airing next week, Thursday at 10 p.m. on WKAR-TV. You want to set up your DVRs. You want to flock to your TVs during that moment because it should be a pretty special one. Going beyond just the game, again, we went everywhere. We went all across L.A. And really got to some cool locations for you, talked to some fans out there. It was a really, really cool time. You can see all of that footage and more next week, Thursday at 10 p.m. And you know what? We're going to give you guys a sneak preview right here on the Current Sports Radio Show, because we actually talked to Mark Hollis, who will also be making an appearance on the show next week. And Mark Hollis, Michigan State Athletic Director Mark Hollis, I got a chance to chat with him as he talked about just the fiasco of getting fans down here, and also Coach Mark D'Antonio and what this moment means, not only just to the Spartan football team, but Spartan Nation as a whole.
Great for the football program, but more importantly, great for the university as a whole. To get here, to have Southern California, the sunshine, but you look at this sea of green at the pep rally, we're expecting more than 40,000 to be at the Rose Bowl tomorrow for the game, and just, it's surreal. It's something that you prepare for, dream of, and until you get here, it's kind of a pinch me moment.
I gotta ask you, I mean, looking at, you know, all the fans down here, you talked about 40,000. I mean, and reading some reports coming out about, you know, tickets selling out and, you know, having to compromise and get more tickets for alumni. I mean, you had to be pulling your hair out trying to get this thing organized, right?
We really did, and we worked through quite a system. We had the original allocation as a participant. Commissioner Delaney was able to get us a few more from some of the participating schools. And then some of our fans went out on their own, and they got creative. I think a few got them from the Stanford allotment, so... Spartans are pretty creative in the process, and that's going to get us from 23,000 up to maybe 40, 50,000 in the stadium.
Unbelievable, Mark. And now talking about this football team, you know, now getting to the Rose Bowl, first time since 1988, a truly historic moment. I just want to really talk about Coach D right now. To look what he's done to this program and to get it to this level, this essence right here. I mean, talk about what he's done and how proud you are of him.
Well, I think the most important thing, if you remember back to the day he took the job, he talked about everybody moving in the same direction. And that's easy to do when you're in times of adversity or times of being down. When you create this success, this is the period of time, more so than anything else, that we need to pay heed to what Coach D'Antonio said. It's a time to remain together, to continue forward. And, you know, his plan has come together just as he's preached it. And I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud of our staff. I'm very proud of the whole athletic department that has to put the little pieces together in order to develop this kind of success. It's well beyond what happens on the field, on the practice field. It's the whole department. But Coach D, Coach Izzo is a big part of this process, as are many of the people that played here before. When I walked back from the championship game, my two phone calls were two of our former quarterbacks, Hoyer and Cousins. And I called both of them and I just said, thank you for giving us this opportunity. You are the reason, part of the reason that we have this success. And I think that's the moment all of us have to realize is we all have individual desires, individual needs, but collectively we can have unlimited success, not only here in Pasadena, but in the future.
All right, I got to ask you, when you hear Coach D, you know, one of the quotes that stuck out to me before he made the trip down here was that MSU is a destination, not just a stop. When you hear about, you know, him saying things like that, that's got to be comforting for you.
It really is, and, you know, I think part of that is making sure the AD gets the resources to ensure that continuity is in place. And, you know, we've gone through those conversations. Those are behind us, and, you know, we feel very good about not only having a great football staff, a great basketball staff, but great coaches and great leaders across all of our sports. So it's great to hear Coach D say those things. Tom Izzo, you know, I think as he's turned jobs down, has developed that same Spartan for life mentality. But it's good to have coaches that are pursued. You don't want to be at a university where your coaches aren't being looked at by other programs or professional sports organizations. So I view that as a good thing, provided that they're Spartans for life.
That is so true. Before I let you go, Mark, being down here in sunny LA, what have you been doing to enjoy yourself and kick back and relax? Have you been kicked back and relaxed? Have you found time to do that?
We had one day at Disney where I had time to enjoy myself, but other than that, it's been getting ready for the masses that have arrived. You know, I think for our staff, what we talked about is our enjoyment's going to come in reflection after this event's over, after we get back to East Lansing and you see the pictures, you see the videos, you see all the good that came out of a football team having this kind of success, and that's where our true enjoyment will come. Coach Izzo always says it was easy to get to that first one. Right. It's how do you sustain and how do you keep this level of success on the forefront for the future? And you know, come January 2nd, that's what we'll be working on, is how do we get right back here again next year and into the future.
MSU Athletic Director Mark Hollis. Yes, Mark joined us right before the pep rally down there at LA Live, right in front of the Staples Center. It was the largest pep rally in Michigan State history. 27,000 Spartans were outside of there. And again, you can catch footage of all of that. You can see the pep rally and exclusive one-on-one interviews leading up to the Rose Bowl. And of course, locker room interviews, a celebration, all of that jazz. Full Rose Bowl coverage on our Rose Bowl special. Current Sports TV will air next week Thursday, 10 p.m. Get to your DVR. Make sure you hit the record button and check it out, okay? And we're also taking your calls throughout this entire show, 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527. We want to hear from you guys and your thoughts on the game, especially those Spartan fans who, as we talked about on this show, I mean, you guys were everywhere. We want you to call in. If you made the trip down there, we want to hear about your experience in beautiful, beautiful California. Right now, I believe it's in the 80s. It's going to be in the 80s today again. It was just wonderful weather down there. Give us a call, 517-355-9527. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. Don't touch that dial. Current Sports will be right back. Welcome back to Current Sports. Well, today we're talking everything Rose Bowl here on the show. What a time. Again, I'm just getting back, folks. I am so tired. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I can go to bed right now. I could just get a pillow. If I had a pillow in front of me, just go straight to sleep. But I'm glad to be back, though, and back here rocking it with you guys here on the show. Shout out to Matt and Aaron, who did one fabulous job holding it down while Alex and I were down in California covering the Rose Bowl festivities. One heck of a job by them. And, again, Alex did one heck of a job filming down there. Again, you can catch all that footage on our Rose Bowl special next week, Thursday, at 10 p.m. Matt, man, Cali was nice, man. When I came here and I felt the cold hit me right after I got off the plane, I'm like, well, snap, back to reality, baby. Gosh, I miss it, but it was a great time down there, man. And again, thanks a lot. You guys held it down.
Oh, no problem. We did the best we could. And as much as we would have liked to have been there, I think watching MSU get a win was, you know, plenty. It was treat enough.
Right, right.
But I can't imagine. I mean, when you just look at the aerial shots of the stadium and just look at pictures, and you just look in the background, it doesn't even look like it's real. It looks like it's a little slice of heaven that they just dropped down in the middle of LA.
That's the thing about it. You know, when we, you know, this is the thing. We wake up, right, and Alex and I are getting ready. Now, there was a miscommunication here because uh-oh. I thought the shuttle was going to be running all day, throughout this entire day. We missed our shuttle, so we had to take a cab. Well, yeah, we took a cab. A cab was $60. A $60 cab from the hotel to the Rose Bowl Stadium. So anyway, we take it, and you know, I'm shocked because I'm thinking there's going to be traffic left and right. Somehow, some way, during that time, it was a smooth ride there. We got out, and literally, like you said, I mean, you get there, and you're on the drive, you're looking at all these hills and valleys and mountains around you and all these houses on these hills and valleys. You're like, okay, when's the stadium coming up? And all of a sudden, the cab driver's saying, like, oh, we're less than a mile away. And I'm like, the stadium's still in this area? And I'm looking around. There's houses everywhere. Literally, you're driving, and all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere, the Rose Bowl Stadium pops up. And it's so gorgeous because, like you said, you can see it on TV in the back. You have these hills and valleys surrounded and encapsulated. It's a beautiful view from that stadium, and it's breathtaking, to be honest with you. Nothing like it. And you know, it's one of those experiences you just have to pinch yourself. You know what I mean? And the green and white, again, I cannot stress this enough. Everywhere we went, especially at the airport, I mean, you turn to your left, you turn to your right, you go into McDonald's to get something before your flight takes off. Green and white everywhere. I could not believe it, Matt. And hats off to everyone who made the trip out there, because that was one remarkable moment. Yeah, I was proud to be a Spartan.
I mean, that's what happens when it does. You know, when you don't get to go for 26 years,
right.
Everybody goes out, you know, full bore. And I'm so happy that they did have that kind of turnout, because yeah. I mean, not only is that a good thing to hang your hat on for the Rose Bowl, but going forward, I mean, when you see a fan base travel like that across the country and you know, in the numbers that they did, that's appealing for any bowl. You know, you want that turnout anywhere. And
exactly.
Granted, it is, you know, the Rose Bowl, and it's the granddaddy of them all. But moving forward, I think, you know, other organizations and other sponsors and other bowl games will look at that and say, wow, that's a program that we want to host regardless of the location, because we know they'll come out.
Exactly.
For their team.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, when it first happened. Now, I was a little iffy because, you know, Michigan State, I mean, they haven't been to the Rose Bowl in 1988, and when, you know, they made their bid to go to the Rose Bowl with that win over Ohio State, I'm sitting there like, okay, I really hope the fans come out for this one. There was no problem with that. They came out in swamps. And yeah, now, you know, looking forward, I mean, it's very good. This looks great nationally, because they know that Michigan State is going to rock it out, you know, on that national stage. They know the fans are going to make the dedication to come out, spend the money, sit in the seats, and enjoy the game and support their team. And that's exactly what happened, man. So I got to ask you, man, what are you going to take away from that game, man? Just from, you know, the atmosphere, the game presence on the field. What are you going to remember the most about the Rose Bowl?
Oh, man.
It's a lot,
I mean,
to take
other
in,
than
man.
The win, other than just the win.
Yeah, just the
I
win.
Mean, just...
Other than the win, yeah. And you know, me and Alex are talking. You know, I want to bring up this too, because Alex and I were talking when we got to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, man, if you're Max Bulla, how do you feel right now? You know what I mean? This is a guy who is an integral part to this team, and he's sitting back looking at this. I mean, he had to be hurting. You know what I mean? Looking at this is a pinnacle moment. They get to the Rose Bowl, and of all people, the guy who takes his spot, you know, in the Rose Bowl, Ellsworth, comes up with one of the biggest plays all season with that tremendous stop on that 4th-and-1. Max Bulla, he's got to be hurting right now. I kind of feel for the brother, to be honest with you.
I feel for him, too, and yeah. You know, especially because, you know, he's worked so hard over his time here, and he's been probably the most vocal guy in terms of, you know, pressers throughout the year, talking about the Rose Bowl, talking about we're going to go and win it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's always had that laser focus, and obviously the team rallied around him, and have him not even be able to make the trip,
mm-hmm.
not, you know, not even be able to enjoy any of the, you know, the. Did you guys go to the Beef Bowl? Were you guys in?
No, we came with.
I was
the beef
really
bowl.
Curious
yeah.
about the Beef Bowl.
We actually the Beef Bowl happened the day before we left, so that had the Beef Bowl happened the 27th.
Okay,
and we left the 28th.
Okay,
so yeah, I missed that. I wanted to go to that too.
But it's just, you know, all the things
yeah.
like that, because it's more than just a game,
right?
You know, it's a whole thing, and to
right.
not be able to experience that, having been the leader of the defense for 4 years, it's unfortunate, to say the least.
Right, exactly. Do you think it hurts more? I want to ask this question and throw this question out. Does it hurt more that they won and he wasn't there? Or would it hurt more that they lost and he wasn't there? If you're Max
to him, I think, oh, definitely it would have hurt him more had they lost, because he would have felt like he let them down.
Gotcha.
And whether it's correct or not, people would have put it on him.
Right.
They would have said, maybe they could have won it if they had their star linebacker, even though that's ridiculous and you don't know that. But
right.
I think seeing them win, I think that eases the pain a little bit. Granted, he does miss out. It's definitely bittersweet.
Yeah, definitely bittersweet.
But at least
yeah.
it's somewhat sweet.
Now, looking at some pictures, I'm over here on my Facebook and Twitter. I'm looking at some pictures with Mekhijah Reynolds, Macaulay, who's a friend of mine who was down there in California, she has a picture with him. It looks like he is down there. I think he did somehow make a trip down there. He just wasn't with the team, so
right.
Which was nice. Aaron, what are you going to take away from the Rose Bowl, man?
There's so much.
There's
to
so
pick
much.
From.
I know, right? I know.
I think the biggest thing might be just to kind of sort of pinpoint on sort of the Bulla aspect is the coaches somehow did a tremendous job, and I think this was just an accumulation throughout the season and sort of the coach D'Antonio style of the Bulla thing. I mean, it wasn't even a distraction. It wasn't anything.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make the trip, and, well, that was pretty much it. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it was a non-factor. Yeah.
And I think that sort of lends itself to prove just how good D'Antonio is and how great this coaching staff is. I mean, obviously D'Antonio is your main leader, and everyone sort of mocks what he does. And, you know, the coaches do, the players do, and overall, that is just a sort of a beautiful thing to witness, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the Bulla thing is a great example of what that does. So overall, I think the biggest thing I take away is just how tremendously lucky we are as MSU fans to have D'Antonio and the coaches and the players all on the same page, doing multiple things from, you know, respecting the game, respecting each other, respecting their opponents, you know, knowing that they're lucky to be in the Rose Bowl, knowing that they have great fans to show up to the Rose Bowl and fill those seats at the pep rally.
Right.
That's what I'm going to take away.
Right, yeah, yeah, definitely. I definitely echo those thoughts because, I mean, Coach D, you know, he's a guy who is such – he's just a blue-collar type of guy. You know what I mean? And what I love about Coach D is he tells it like it is, and it's an essence with Coach D. When you hear him talk and you look at his mannerisms and you see him go out there each and every game and watch him on the sidelines, he's a business first guy, and he's very confident. He's very confident in what he does. I mean, I always go back to that moment in the banquet because that moment, you know, before the preseason banquet, and he makes a video down there at the Rose Bowl on the field. And says, hey, guys, it's about completion, the number 7. We're going to get here. Almost like a Dalai Lama, like Allah, all coming together prediction that we're going to make it here. You know what I mean?
Right. He might be a prophet.
He's a prophet. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
He's a sports prophet. It's crazy.
That moment is so unbelievable when you look at it, you know, and for them to just take it game by game, no matter what we said, no matter what the media said, no matter what the critics said. And I remember sitting down I did that sit down with D'Antonio earlier this season. I asked him if the boos bother him, because I remember there was a moment at the beginning of the season where they were getting booed at Spartan Stadium. The Spartan fans were booing Mark D'Antonio and the Michigan State football team. And I asked him if that bothers him. He said, hey, they can do what they want. We know what we got to do. We know the status of this team. We're taking it game by game. We're going to figure things out. We're going to be okay. You know, and that's just how D'Antonio is, and I love it.
Right.
I love that.
And how can you not? I mean, they put blinders on in the best way, and
right.
That's what you want. You want a team with a focus, and they kind of, shut everything else out. And, you know, we've said it before, and we'll say it again, teams are a reflection of their coach.
Yes.
And you compare that, where Mark D'Antonio says, yeah, that's okay. You know, the fans can boo. At the time, they pretty much had every right to. And then you compare that with, you know, now former Lions coach Jim Schwartz, where he's turning around and shouting expletives at the crowd. It's
right.
Like,
right.
That
exactly.
Is, you know, that is the best example I can, you know, show of mm-hmm. how a team is reflective of their coach. You know, the Spartans were disciplined this year. They were all business, and they kept winning.
That's how
the
D'Antonio
Lions
is.
Are totally out of control, out of sorts. Incredibly talented,
right.
Can't put together a winning effort. It's all about the attitude, especially
right.
In football, and having a guy who is buttoned down, controlled. I mean, even that video at the Rose Bowl, he's saying everything straight face. He's dead
straight
serious.
Face,
he
dead
knows
serious, yeah.
What, you know, he believes in what he's saying,
right.
And the players buy into that, and the results They speak for themselves.
He's such a confident man, a humble man, and you know, he's well deserving of this win in this moment. Unbelievable stuff. Again, if you want to call in and share your thoughts on the Rose Bowl and this incredible experience, and you know, you can give us a call. 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527. I know many of you maybe still I'm looking on my Twitter here. A few of my friends are still out in California and still haven't made the trip back due to the delays and whatnot. For those of you who are, who had a delay and are just getting to Michigan, we would like to hear from you and to talk about the overall experience from a fan perspective. We would love to hear from you. 517-355-9527. All right. In the meantime, though, let's get to our quick hit current sports headliners. Michigan, Minnesota, folks. John Horford scored 14 points, grabbed 9 rebounds to help Michigan withstand another loss of one of its star players and beat Minnesota 63-60 on Thursday night. Zach Irvin had 15 points on 5 three-pointers for the Wolverines, who lost Glenn Robinson III to an apparent right leg injury. Man, early in the second half, Michigan is already down with Mitch McGarry, who is out indefinitely with a back injury. Sooners top Bama, folks. Trevor Knight completed a Sugar Bowl record 32 passes for 348 yards and 4 TDs, and number 11 Oklahoma took down the third-ranked Crimson Tide 45-31 on Thursday night to win the Sugar Bowl. Tonight, the Cotton Bowl kicks off at Oklahoma State, taking on Mizzou at 7:30 p.m., and at 8:30, the Discover Orange Bowl will also kick off. Clemson and Ohio State battling in that one. The Chicago Bears have signed a 7-year deal with Jay Cutler, although financial terms were not released. Cutler's deal is expected to eclipse the $17.6 million average that the Lions gave Matthew Stafford in July. It also includes at least $50 million in guaranteed money. And Colts, they dodge a blackout, folks. Well, if you don't sell enough tickets, then you don't get your game televised. That's how it works. That's the dilemma that the Indianapolis Colts face, and it's passed. However, the Indianapolis Colts, they sold their remaining tickets to Saturday's playoff game, while the Cincinnati Bengals and Green Bay Packers still have Friday to meet the ticket sale deadline extension from the NFL. Now, Meijer, a corporate sponsor, purchased the final 1,200 tickets to the Colts' home game against the Kansas City Chiefs and has donated them to local military families. The team released that in a statement. Now that the game is a sellout, it can be shown on TV in the Indy area. And last but not least, U.S. officials say Homeland Security agents seized about 6,100 pieces of counterfeit hockey merchandise and other sportswear valued at more than $723,000 during a 3-month initiative leading up to the NHL Winter Classic events. Now, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said Thursday that jerseys, hats, T-shirts, and other items worth more than $32,000 were seized in the Detroit area. Wow, that's quite a story there. And you know what, man? I didn't get to see the Winter Classic, but I saw the highlights. What terrible. That was terrible. Oh, my goodness. It was great to watch, though.
Yeah, it depends on your perspective, because it was pretty awesome to watch. And just the visuals of it, right. Everything was so cool.
It was cool to watch,
and the merchandise looked awesome. I mean, the jerseys that they wore were great.
Right.
Mike Babcock's sweet jacket looked awesome. And he had a nice fedora.
I didn't see that.
He honestly looked like he could have been coaching hockey in any era, like from like, you know, the early 1900s on. Like, he just looked like a hockey.
That's good stuff, man.
Awesome.
I gotta see. That's unique. I gotta see that.
Great stuff.
I saw the highlights, man. You can just see puffs of snow as the puck was just moving down
and
the
ice. And it was coming down the entire game.
Wow, that's unbelievable stuff there. Okay, we have a caller on line one. Phil from Holt. Phil, how you doing? Welcome to Current Sports.
All right, great. I really enjoyed your show, first of all.
Thank you.
I have one question. Is there any scenario you can envision that would possibly allow the Stars to move up in the standings a notch or two?
Thanks a lot for your call, Phil. Well, I tell you what, you know, when I look at this whole thing, you know, Matt, and chatting with some colleagues down in California about this on the ride back to the hotel, you know, we're sitting there thinking, I mean, the Spartans legitimately are a few bad calls away from a national championship argument here, looking at this season. You know, if you look at the calls that were called in that Notre Dame game, it's really the pass interference calls, which were terrible. it would have given Michigan State a chance to win that game. You know, there were a few things there that, you know, if the stars aligned right, this team could have went undefeated and had a legitimate claim at a national title. But, you know, and now sitting back in there, you know, they're Rose Bowl champions now. But I tell you what, looking at it, going back to Phil's question, I'm not sure, you know.
I think they do.
Go ahead, explain.
And here's why. All right. Auburn already has one loss. Now, in the BCS standings, final BCS standings, right. I think Auburn and Florida State have to finish 1-2 just because the two teams that play in the championship game will stay there
without
regardless.
A doubt. Right.
As far as the AP and the USA coaches poll, I think they can move up to number two. With Alabama losing last night, that's huge.
That was huge.
Out.
Yeah,
and they did not look
good. Who expected that? They looked terrible
oh
last night, too, man.
Catherine Webb was just AJ. It was awful.
It was. And you know, it's so crazy because Alabama hasn't lost. That's back-to-back losses for them now. They haven't lost back-to-back games since 2008.
Right, when they lost in the Sugar Bowl.
Yes, when they lost in the Sugar Bowl, exactly.
And so them losing takes them out of the equation. If Florida State just dominates Auburn.
Right.
I think easily.
I think
Michigan
they
State moves up, and if Auburn even dominates Florida State,
who do you got in that game? Did we choose that game?
We haven't chosen that game.
I'm going with Florida State in that game. I think I can see Jameis Winston having a big game that game, and I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, if it's a blowout, if Florida State does blow out Auburn, then I could see that.
Auburn would have two losses anyway.
Right.
I mean, I think Michigan State is. You know, lowest possible finish three. They could climb up to two, absolutely.
I could see that, too. We have another caller. Thanks for your call, Phil. We have another caller, Mark from Lansing. Mark, how you doing? Welcome to Current Sports.
Good, Alan. Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say a couple things here about next year, Spartan football. I'm a little greedy, and so I hope to see another great season. Just a couple things that maybe not everyone noticed in that game as far as personnel, they're going to lose both starting D tackles, Reynolds and Hoover. And in that game, there's a kid that I think is, this year, maybe he's a sophomore, I'm not 100% sure, Brandon Clemens, who is kind of like Reynolds, I think, been considered for both offense and defensive lines. But he's a legit 300-pounder, and he did get a couple tackles in that game. I didn't even know he was expected to play. Because I thought they were looking at him on the O-line. That's what he said as far as, like, the bowl game practices. But anyway, so he's a contender for a D-tackle playing time, you know, in addition, of course, to Knox and Scarpinato, who played. And then this year, and then you have Lawrence Thomas, who made a great play defending the punt returner,
right.
Who looked very fast. I thought it was Shalik Calhoun, but it turns out, of course, it was Thomas. Here's a guy 6'3", 280. He looked like he was like, you know, Calhoun's speed, and you know, he's a great athlete for that size. So we should be, I hope, you know, if those guys are healthy next year, looking good on the D line. That's all I got. Thanks, Al.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot, Mark. Very, very, it's great that Mark noticed that. Yeah, Brandon Clemens, he's a sophomore, actually. He's 6'3", 297, big, big kid. And if you look at Lawrence Thomas, he's 6'3", 305 pounds. I mean, you're not losing. I mean, as far as size goes, you're not losing much there. Those are two huge guys.
Lawrence Thomas gets 25 pounds heavier every year, and he does not seem to lose a step. Like,
right,
it's
exactly.
Scary. That plus, they scary. Get James Kittredge back.
Yeah, Kittredge comes back.
You know,
yeah.
Struggling with injuries all year. So it's like the defensive line, and they've cycled guys in and out all year. So I think the line – as far as the defensive losses are concerned, is the least of the worries.
Yeah, I look at the linebackers and the corners right now. We'll see how they try to combat that, and you know, it's going to be interesting because they're losing a lot of key pieces to that puzzle that made that defense so special these past few years. But hey, you never doubt Pat Narduzzi.
You can't. Record speaks for itself.
It speaks for itself, man. So all right, well, you know what? This weekend also. Is the start. It's one of my favorite times of the year. It's like the Christmas after Christmas for me. The start of the NFL playoffs. I can't wait, man.
Wild card weekend,
yes,
Al.
Yes, wild card weekend. It's so exciting. Teams are playing, you know, with their seasons on the line here. And I love it. There's nothing like NFL playoff football. I wish that my Cowboys, well, I wish that the Lions, I'm not even talking about the Cowboys, I'm talking about the Lions here. I wish the Lions, I'm not even going to stress myself with the Cowboys, the Lions, I wish the Lions were in it, but, you know, they did a great move. I'm sure you guys probably talked about Schwartz getting fired here while I was gone, and had a lot to get off my chest there, but thank God he's gone. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. Gone. It's over. So let's run down some picks, though, really quick with the last 5 minutes left in the show.
All right, Al, let's start out. Let's keep it in college for a second here.
Okay,
we still got the Orange Bowl.
Right.
Let's see if the Big Ten can finish strong here with two BCS wins.
Right.
Clemson, Ohio State, who you got?
I think Ohio State rebounds in here. With that coming off that loss, of course, to Michigan State to play in this, and you know, they got him here. I'm going to go with Ohio State in that one.
I am also going to take Ohio State. I just think Urban Meyer hates losing way too much.
It. He's so competitive.
He's probably been eating sad pizza on that cart since.
Since
the Big Ten championship game. All right, next up, Cotton Bowl, Oklahoma State, Missouri.
I'm going to go with Mizzou here.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Mizzou. They've been great all year, and I think they pull this one out.
I think I'm going to take Mizzou, too. That's going to be a fun game
That's
going to
be a great game. I'm going to be flipping
games,
channels,
actually.
Man. They're like only an hour apart, man, which I hate. But
come on,
TV. Yeah, like, come on, media. You got to get it together, brother.
All right, next up, Spartan Basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case everybody forgot.
In case you forgot. Isn't that crazy?
The basketball team, too.
Yes, you talk about Tom Izzo here. It's crazy. All right, who they got?
Indiana. At Indiana, Assembly Hall. This is a tough one.
I tell you what, I saw Yogi play the other day. Who were they playing? I forget who they were playing, but Yogi Ferrell is really emerging into a pretty solid player. He was good last year, but he's really, you know, he's the guy now. I'm still going with Michigan State, though.
Yep. Assembly Hall is a really tough place to play, but I think MSU's just got too much. They looked good in the second half versus Penn State.
Right.
All right, let's get to the NFL. Let's get to the good stuff. Start out on Saturday, KC at Indy.
KC at Indy. And you know what?
Are the Chiefs for real, Al?
I do think they are. I love that team, the Chiefs. I think their defense is going to be a huge factor in this game. But I think, you know, I think Luck will play decent, though. I'm going to go with the Chiefs, though, still here. And I believe Indy's at home, of course. We just talked about the blackout. Man, they were struggling to sell tickets to that one. But, yeah, I'm going with the Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs.
That's puzzling to me.
That is very
puzzling.
How is
it hard to sell tickets to an NFL playoff game?
I don't get it. And Green Bay's facing the same dilemma.
That I can at least understand because they'll be outside.
Yeah, that's
true. Indianapolis in the cozy confines of the Lucas Oil Stadium.
Right. That's true, too. And Cincinnati, they're struggling right now to sell tickets.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. It's the playoffs, though. I mean, so what? Sit your butt out there and watch that. Playoffs, baby.
Playoffs. All right.
I'm going with Kansas City.
You going
with
Kansas City? I think I'm going to take.
You're stuck on this
Who's
one.
Got the better quarterback?
That's a good, yeah, that's
it's Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck is a very, very good quarterback. That's what I said. I think Andrew Luck is going to outplay. Alex Smith. But
he doesn't
I
have
still
Jamal
think
Charles,
KC. Though. I think it's going to come down to that Kansas City defense. It's going to be a tight one.
I'm going to take Indy.
Okay.
Because I'm going to bet against Alex Smith and Andy Reid.
All right.
Next up, New Orleans at Philly. This is a tough one to pick, too.
Give me the Saints.
Okay. Taking the Saints on the road. I'm going to take the Eagles. Give me Chip Kelly.
Okay.
Okay, next up, San Diego at Cincy.
I'm going to go with give me Cincy.
Cincy?
Give me Cincy in that one.
I'm taking them, too. They're good at home.
They are very, very good.
Last but not least,
San Fran
at Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. A-Rodg. He's back, man. And give me Green Bay in that one. I'm going to take Green Bay. I think he pulls it out. It's gonna be a good game. Now I don't
trust. It's
gonna
be a really good.
It's gonna
game.
Be a good. You know, overall,
but he dominates the Packers.
He
though.
Does
That's
dominate the,
thing. The
Packers. Yeah, and I was reading a preview on that before I came down here, and I'm sticking with my pick, Green Bay.
I'm gonna go with Green Bay too. It's tough to beat a team three times in a row.
It's tough. Yeah. That is tough stuff. Okay, well, Alex will call in with his picks later. All right. Well, it's about that time. 1 minute left in the show. Thanks to all of you who tuned into today's show. Again, our Rose Bowl special, folks, on Current Sports TV. It will air on WKRTV next week, Thursday at 10 p.m. You get to see all of the behind-the-scenes interviews with Mark Hollis and Le'Veon Bell, Kirk Cousins. You heard a few of the interviews here, but it's nothing like seeing it, baby. And some pretty cool locations around the California area. You don't want to miss that. Again, thanks to all of you for tuning into today's Current Sports. You've been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKAR East Lansing. And WKAR FM HD3 East Lansing. As always, take care. Have a fantastic weekend. I didn't get to say this. Happy New Year, folks. It's 2014, baby. Be easy.